Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house.
Onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-P-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia.
That is incorrect.
I knew she'd blow it. There's a secret O in there.
The word is troglodyte.
Hey, what are you doing back? I thought you had a big date.
It was a complete disaster. I couldn't even make it through the appetizers.
What was wrong with this one?
Well, you know, when you go on these things, usually you start off with a cute anecdote about yourself. I use the one about nursing a baby bird back to health.
That was me. I did that.
Well, I took it. It's a big hit, actually, should you want to start dating.
Grace pours wine.
Anyway, this guy's anecdote was about his fatty lipoma.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I didn't either. It's a tumor. He named it Farley. I think it had teeth.
Well, I'm going to turn your life around right now. Round one of the spelling bee is on.
Bumfuzzle.
Although if you're a big fan of Devin Zima, he just cracked out on a diphthong.
As amazing as that sounds, I would rather have dinner with Farley.
Round one is when they tell the backstories about all the kids. Don't you want to hear about the obstacles they've overcome?
What obstacles? They're 12. Besides, I have another date tomorrow night. I don't want to get too invested.
A third date this week? Aren't you exhausted?
I'm a woman on a mission.
She carries the bottle.
This year is different. They have a Twitter ticker and a hashtag. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Could you explain it to me?
Did I miss anything?
The word is ennui.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Come on, you love sports.
I love that you consider this sports.
It's on ESPN. Six.
E-N.
Aren't you nervous? I'm on the edge of my seat.
I.
What happens if they miss a word? Lions? Electric shock?
That is correct.
They have to sit down. Sometimes they faint. It's an annual tradition, Frankie, and I never missed it. Well, I guess I can handle one round.
Well, times three. It's 3 days.
In a row? Dear God.
That's okay. You don't have to watch it with me.
I am sorry, love, but you know I'm smack in the middle of Antietam, and I'm so anxious to know how it ends. I'll be in my office.
The word is subpoena.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Subpoena, to be avoided at all costs.
He's gonna blow it! There's a surprise bee in there!
Robert and his book leave. Saul glances at the empty seat next to him. In Bree's kitchen, unevenly chopped potatoes rest on a cutting board. Bree cuts meat on a wooden board. She adds two dashes of seasoning to the meat. She samples it.
Brianna, I got your text.
Bud, help!
Oh, what did you do to that brisket?
I did everything you told me to do. I took it out of the oven, and then I sliced it, and now this.
I told you, you have to let it rest.
Well, but why does it get to rest and I don't?
Well, okay. Now you're having a stew.
No, Bud, stew isn't date food.
It is now. What time will racist Dave be here?
First of all, it's Border Patrol Dave, and he's coming in an hour.
You know what? I'm impressed you're actually cooking for this guy. Not brisket, anybody can make that, but you don't even cook for yourself.
Well, it's the second date. You know what that means.
That is the second time you sleep in with him.
She checks her phone.
Wow. He just canceled. Racist prick.
You okay?
Yes.
You want to talk?
No. I'm so tired of this. This is too hard.
It is hard. Doesn't help that you're terrible at it.
No, Bud, I am.
No, come on. I'm joking.
I just don't even know what I want anymore.
You want what everyone wants. You want to come home at the end of the day to someone who's happy to see you.
You're right.
He nods.
I'm getting a dog.
He scrunches up his face.
Yeah.
Frankie tries to attach a power cord to a MacBook.
Oh, you know, I cannot figure out how to boot this thing on.
You got a computer. You don't even like the smoke detector.
I just don't think it should talk.
What possessed you to get that?
I want to be a part of the conversation.
What does that even mean?
It's like the announcer guy said last night. You don't just watch, you Twitter, you hashtag, you Instagram. Why watch alone when I can share the entire experience with millions of strangers? Can you help me?
Sure. It's easy. You just plug it in, and then...
Wow, boy. See? Can you do it again so I can watch you? What? Carefully, step by step.
Turn it on again?
Yes. Do it so I can learn to do it. You know, you teach a man to fish. Well, what does it want now?
It's asking you to put in your name and a password.
What should I put?
Your name and a password.
Okay. Now what about Nawabudike?
No, you don't want to use personal information. You use something random. Something you can remember. You know, some inside joke.
Okay. Seven bongs.
And put it there.
Okay. Now what do I do?
Click okay.
Where do I click?
On the touchpad. The touchpad here. Gosh almighty.
I just don't know why they make it so hard.
They don't. Here is what you're gonna do. Oh, here, look. Call this number.
What is it?
Professional help.
Grace walks away. Frankie stares at the paper.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Frankie sits on a pillow with a computer on the coffee table. She checks her watch.
Hello.
Hello!
Your estimated wait time
For the love of fuck.
Less than 1 minute.
Oh, great. Sorry for swearing.
Tech support, how can we help you today?
Hello. I have a computer about which I know nothing. I just want to get it online.
Okay, sure. Do you have a wireless connection?
No, I'm not sure. Maybe.
What about your IP address?
No, you're not listening. When I said I know nothing, I meant I know nothing. I'm 70 years old.
Oh, okay. We have someone for you, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Oh, no, wait, no!
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. So who do I have the pleasure of speaking with right now?
This is Frankie.
Hi, Frankie. I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I hear that you have a brand new computer. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. I'm not thrilled about it just yet.
I don't blame you. Unfamiliar technology can be really frustrating.
Oh, you're telling me. I mean, it can.
All right. Listen, I am here for you. Now, first things first. Just sit back, relax.
She stretches on the pillow.
You comfy? You in a good place to sit?
I think I am, Mike.
Great.
She sits on the sofa.
But from the sound of it, you've got a great support system. You've got Coyote and Bud. You've got your work, Al-Anon.
And now you.
Thanks. So, what do you say? You ready to send your first tweet?
Yes, I am, Mike.
And you're sure you want to make it that profane?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay. Bring the cursor up to the blue button and 3, 2, 1, click it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, the whole world did. You're part of social media now, baby.
Oh, Mike, you're the best.
No. You are. At Suck It, Ayn Rand.
Aha! That's me. Oh, God, my ex-husband's here.
Saul's there? Okay, you better go.
Knock, knock.
I'll check up on you later.
Okay, bye, Mike. What are you doing here, Saul?
I've been meaning to bring you some stuff from the house. Figured you might need it.
the bread machine.
Who doesn't like fresh bread?
Cider House rules, laser disc. What the hell are you doing here, Saul?
Honestly, I was really missing you last night.
It was weird watching the show without you.
Did you see Josiah?
Did I see him go to town scratching his testicles?
Unfortunate nervous tick. Why don't you come over tonight and watch it with me?
Okay. No, wait.
Why not?
Feels wrong. Alarm bells.
Come on. Just because we don't live together, does that have to mean the end of all our rituals? The spelling bee? Volunteering for the PBS telethon? The Jicama Harvest?
The Jicama Harvest. I forgot about that.
Do we really have to give that stuff up?
Yes, I think we do.
Why?
Because you're marrying someone else.
Come on. It's not like I'm asking you to go to Paris with me. We'll sit on the couch and watch our favorite TV event of the year.
Okay, you and me and Robert on the couch. That sounds cozy.
No. Robert's going out with his friends specifically so he won't have to watch it. I'm sure he'll be happy I'm foisting it on somebody else.
I'm going to have to be strong and say no for both of us.
Okay. Understood. Let me know if you change your mind. My schedule is completely pultacious.
Pultacious. P-U-L-T-A-C-E-O-U-S.
You just beat Eileen.
Yay. Pultacious. Sit on it, homeschooling.
Bree opens her door.
Hi, Brianna. I'm Dutch, from SD Dog Rescue.
He points to his shirt.
I'm the foster dad.
Yes, sorry. Come in.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, buddy. Oh, God, it's not gonna be easy saying goodbye to this guy. I'd love to keep him, truly, but I already have 5.
Oh, yeah, well, 6 dogs would be pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, wow, yeah, well, you come right out and say it.
I sure do.
So you ready to meet him?
Yes. Whip it out. Him out, the dog. Whip him out, the dog.
Whip the dog out. All right. All right, Leo.
The wiry-haired terrier remains partially in the carrier.
Is this the dog from the website?
Yeah.
Leo gets out and lies down.
He's uglier than the profile pic I saw.
Oh, this is your dog. This is the food. It's the food that he's been on. So if you want to change it, you should do it slowly. Here's his leash and a little chew toy.
No, that's all great. He just seems a little aloof.
Well, we should probably just give him a minute because he's nervous.
Oh.
He probably just wants to get to know you a little.
Okay, it's just he's already moving in. He brought his own furniture.
Yeah, not all of it, actually. He has like a full patio set and a grill back at the shelter. He left it for the other dogs to play with.
What? He did? Oh.
No, that was just a joke.
Oh,
sorry about that.
No, I don't get dog stuff.
No, that's okay. You probably shouldn't let your dog touch a grill, but like,
okay.
Anyway, I should probably take off because I gotta run.
Really?
Anyway, Brianna, it was very nice to meet you.
You too.
You call me if you have any problems,
okay.
I'm sure you won't have any. All right, bye, Leo.
All right, bye. Okay.
Bree returns with a chair. She sits facing him.
Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Okay, I'll come to you.
She moves closer.
Hello. How are you? I am Brianna. You know, he really felt that I had these anger issues and that I was just really not communicating very well, which I didn't agree with, but that's how that ended.
She has a glass of wine.
And nothing from you still. Your foster dad is a very sexy man. That was a surprise.
The word is huskow.
Definition?
A colloquialism for...
Are you really going out again?
Are you really staying in again?
Yeah, but it's not like I'm alone. I am engaging with all the people in internet land. Plus, someone has already liked one of my tweets.
Saul?
That's not the point. The point is, if you have one of these, you don't need to go out ever.
Well, I'm going to actually engage with a real human being. I have high hopes for this one. He's a yacht owner slash architect, and his screen name is Yachtitect.
How perfect for you. You really love cleverly joined words and fancy people. But if it all goes sideways, just tweet me, and I will have the margaritas ready.
I don't tweet. But just in case, real lime, no sour mix, light on the salt rocks.
That is correct.
Frankie mimes writing. She mimes tearing up.
The word is negus.
At the restaurant, message from Yachtitect. Traffic, there in 10 minutes. Fun ahoy.
Oh, my God.
Grace?
Guy, I didn't know you were in town.
Oh my gosh, look at you. How pretty you are.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Oh, how come you're not on the top of a mountain somewhere?
Guy sits.
Why would I want to be on a mountain somewhere when I can look at your beautiful face instead of some Sherpa? I mean, except for Nagunkuk. Now, that guy is breathtaking.
How long are you here?
Well, that's a good question. Tell you the truth, I'm getting a little older, a little tired. I'm thinking about hanging up my hat. Maybe I'll stay here. I don't know.
You've never stayed in one place longer than 5 minutes. Parachuting into volcanoes, living with gorilla families.
Well, to tell you the truth, about 6 months ago, I was in the outer regions of Mongolia, and I was straddling this improvised hygiene pit. And I suddenly thought, you know, I've never seen Breaking Bad. And I haven't had ice cream in at least 9 years.
I haven't either. Have you talked to Robert since you've been back?
No, I've heard rumors. Huh? I guess he's on an adventure of his own, isn't he?
Well, that's an interesting way to put it.
Hey.
He places his hand on hers.
How are you?
Every day a little better. In fact, I'm waiting for a date. It's an internet thing.
What's the internet? Kidding. Hadn't been that long. So what's he like?
All I really know is he's a yacht-owning architect.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Her eyes widen. A gray-haired man in a yachting cap arrives at the restaurant podium. Guy turns.
Oh, my gosh, is that him?
I think so.
Jeez. Well, you got about 7 seconds before he sees you, so what would you like to do?
Can you make me invisible?
No, I can't, but I can get you out of here the back way before he sees you, at least, all right? On one condition, you agree to have ice cream with me. Got 3 seconds.
It's a deal.
Okay.
I know this is probably a lot to get used to, and obviously you're new at this, I'm new at this. And I guess the great news is it's only for the rest of our lives, right? Actually, for the rest of your life, because I'm probably live a lot longer than you.
Grace reads.
The explorer inside me? Ooh, fun read.
Yeah, it is. Do you know that I've known Guy 40 years and I've never read one of his books before?
You know him?
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Really? Yeah, he's an old friend of Robert's from college.
Oh, my God. What is he like?
Well, he's just a great guy. He's fun. He's handsome.
He ate his best friend.
What?
You remember the plane crash in Siberia with his friend Harris, who told him to eat him so that they both wouldn't die? He wrote a book about that. Really should have called that one The Explorer Inside Me.
Yeah, you're thinking of somebody else. That's not Guy. No, it's that movie about the soccer team.
And his book, Eating Harris.
You're making this up.
No.
In this book, he's sailing down the Amazon.
Oh, that's not the good one. I mean, it's good, but it's more a spiritual journey. You know, the jaguar that's stalking him turns out to be just a metaphor.
Well, thanks.
So you're going to go out with this guy?
Yes, I am. Hmm. He's a worldly, fascinating man. I haven't met too many of those lately.
Well, okay. But if this date turns out like the last one's, just bail. The spelling bee and margaritas are still on the table.
Thanks. I don't think that's going to happen, though. This This feels different.
That's probably what he said to Harris while he ate his foot.
Frankie eats popcorn and walks off carrying the bowl.
Come and eat these nice pieces of meat, and then hang out with your owner, Brianna.
She dangles strips of meat.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you? You're a rescue dog. You're supposed to be desperate.
Leo lies under the coffee table. She nibbles the meat.
Why won't you love me?
The word is fartlek.
Please repeat.
Fartlek.
Fartlek. Fartlek.
Oh, God, fartlek? Josiah, come on. You've got to do it.
Fartlek.
Please do it.
Country
he's
of
just
origin?
Got to. I know he's going to do Sweden. It. He's going to do it. Oh, there. He did it. He did it. He did it.
She pokes the empty place fartlek. Beside her.
Fartlek? Definition?
Hello.
Hey, Frankie. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Is this a good time?
It's always a good time to talk to you.
So how's everything going?
Well, you just missed Miranda just before. She flat tired on some junior varsity bullshit. Her parents are going to kill her.
What?
And now, I'm sorry?
What?
Well, you know, the spelling bee. I told you I watch it every year.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Sounds like you're enjoying that.
Oh, God. Well, I've tried to join the conversation, Mike, like you and I talked about, but nobody is talking back to me.
You know, Frankie, the internet's not like a real conversation. It's just a bunch of people screaming into the void. For a real conversation, you need...
I know, Mike. You need real people. Right?
Right.
Right.
Saul opens the door. Frankie gestures with her drink and the popcorn. She tiptoes past him. Smiling, Saul pumps his fist.
Oh, my gosh. He's stalling.
He's playing for time.
Country of origin? You criminal.
Where does he think vinaigrette comes from, Japan?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Oh, come on.
You're a bum!
They stand back to back and wiggle a hand by their buns.
Robert, hi.
Frankie?
You were out.
I'm home now.
Welcome home.
Correct. I bought some key lime pie.
Hey.
Oh, that's nice. Saul loves the lime.
Don't let me interrupt.
You're not. Stay.
I'm going to head for home.
But it's not over yet.
Saul, see you, Robert.
Night, Frankie.
That is incorrect.
So tell me everything. How was dinner?
It was good. Everyone was there that I told you would be there.
If you have something to say to me, please come out and say it.
What would I have to say to you?
I don't know. Are you having some sort of problem with Frankie and me watching TV?
No.
Are you having a problem with me having a relationship with her?
No.
Will you answer with more than one word?
Okay. What I'm having a problem with, Saul, is you're not telling me she was coming over.
I didn't even know she was coming over. I can explain exactly what happened.
I don't want to hear. Both our wives heard 20 years of very good explanations. I recognize this behavior, Saul, and it scares the shit out of me.
Saul moves closer.
I didn't mean to scare you. This is nothing like that. But I get it.
You do?
I do. But do you get it that Frankie's always going to be a big part of my life?
I do. I hope this is not what our wedding vows sound like.
Why did you come home early? Did Al start getting morose about Whitney Houston again?
No. I just felt bad about leaving you alone to watch the spelling bee.
Oh.
And I'm afraid Al will never get over Miss Houston.
Sardoodledum.
Sardoodledum.
Saul looks at Robert, the TV, then again at Robert.
A-R-D.
You want to watch the rest of it?
I thought you'd never ask. L-U-N. The hell with the tea, I'll get some wine.
Yes!
Sardoodledum.
Hey, Brianna.
Oh, thank God.
Is Leo okay?
I'm actually calling him Spit now.
Is Spit okay?
He's hiding.
Is that the emergency?
No, he's hiding from me. He hates me. I can't keep him.
Why not?
Because he's an asshole. And he makes me feel like shit. I thought that dogs were supposed to love you unconditionally. Isn't that the whole point? You have to take him back. The dog is broken.
At the end of the hall, Dutch sees Spit trot by.
One of you certainly is.
Well, I prefer to think that it's the dog.
Well, I'm enjoying thinking it's you.
Why do I care what a guy who has six dogs thinks of me?
Five. And there are some women who think that makes me compassionate.
Well, I think it makes you really weird. What are you doing with all those dogs?
Why did you really want me to come over?
why do you think that I wanted you to come over here?
I just thought...
He steps closer.
That you wanted me to... come over.
Oh. Well, then, yes, I did.
She moves aside.
Do you want some brisket?
Evening. Frankie makes margaritas. Two empty glasses sit on the island.
Welcome back.
She pours one.
As we reach the final night of the tournament, the feeling in the room can only be described as sesquipedalian.
Who gives a shit?
I came to in the middle of the Irrawaddy River on a bamboo raft, and I had to improvise these oars because I could only row with one hand. The venom had rendered my right arm completely useless.
Did you really eat somebody?
Yes, I did. Would you like to know some more about it?
Actually, no. I didn't even want to know that.
Okay, fine. Well, let's talk about you. Now, why haven't you had or enjoyed ice cream in so many years?
I've been denying myself. Apparently, I'm quite good at that. So?
She takes a spoonful.
Mmm. I forgot how amazing it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. Hey, have you ever had Kulsti? There is a street vendor in Mumbai who is in crepe. What's so funny?
Mumbai. I mean, you've been everywhere, Guy. You've done everything. And you're telling me you really want to settle down in San Diego?
Told you, I'm tired, Grace.
I feel like I've heard that before. Maybe when I set you up with Dee Dee.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, you said the same things then.
Well, there's a big difference between then and now. I'm 30 years older. And then there's you.
I don't know, Guy.
Don't you want to find out? Grace, I think there was always a spark between you and I.
Maybe. But given my recent history, I'm a little risk averse.
I love taking risks.
Let's start with the ice cream.
All right. Here's the ground rules. You can't give a guy 10 minutes and a scoop of ice cream and then tell him to hit the road. That's all I'm saying. Deal?
He raises his spoon. They clink spoons. In his boxers, Dutch lies next to Bree.
God, your hair is super soft.
Thank you. I use a 2-in-1.
He kisses her. He gets up and picks up his shirt.
Wait.
Yeah?
Do you want to eat something? I don't mean like a four-course meal. I mean like a frozen vegan pizza or something. I don't know why I buy those things. I always end up just piling a mountain of cheese on top of them anyway.
Yeah, you know, actually, I really got to get home to the dogs.
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry. Did I get this wrong?
No. No, it's all good.
Hey, don't give up on spit, all right? You guys are gonna be really good for each other.
Hey, let me walk you out.
No. It's all right. Thanks.
Bree sits on the sofa wrapped in a blanket. Spit hops on the sofa, sniffs, then licks her face.
You like me.
She picks him up.
You love me. You smell.
Well, this has been really fun. Thank you for the ice cream.
Well, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
The word is acdesiast.
What is the definition?
An exotic dancer.
Grace, I was hoping that we could see each other again.
Frankie sees Guy and Grace outside the door.
We see.
Grace kisses him. Frankie turns away. She grabs the blender jar and walks off with her glass.
Oh.
I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I.
Guy smiles. He squeezes her hand.
Good night, then.
My guy.
She slaps his backside.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting that either.
He gives her another smile and leaves.
A-D-O-P-T-E-R-I-S-T. Lepidopteris.
No! Hector!
That is incorrect.
No!
What kind of a kid doesn't know how to spell it? That's a doctorist.
Robert throws popcorn at the TV. Saul does the same.
You hate this, don't you?
More than life itself!
B-I-B-L-O-U-S.
Yes.
S. Bibulus.
Yay! That is correct.
Yay!
With her hands on his paws, Spit and Bree cheer. In the beach house.
The word is psoriasis.
Can you repeat the word, please?
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
Grace picks up the remote and turns off the TV. She sinks back to the couch, slips off her shoes, and props her feet on the table. You know what it's like. Smiling, she sits back. Fade to black.
But can you save me?
Up next, the sex. Frankie takes a new look at her yam man Jacob. While Grace and Guy get closer, Bud and Coyote have a brotherly talk. Sol is terrified of Brianna.